So welcome everyone to another online Feldenkrais lesson. This lesson is an opportunity to go deep, deep inside your lungs, inside your organs, and begin to feel the power of getting in touch with your own breathing. Feldenkrais was very, very clear in saying that there was no one proper way to breathe, that we breathe in different ways for different occasions, different situations, even different orientations. You breathe differently when you're lying on the floor relaxed versus when you're sitting up. And so in today's lesson, we're going to be exploring the movement of the lungs and how that impacts on the quality of your breathing and on what you're feeling in your rib cage. We've been looking at the rib cage for the last couple of weeks, and so in a very big way. So I thought today would be fun to look at our rib cage and its relationship to our internal organs in a new way. So lie down on your backs and make sure that you're comfortable, because there is not going to be a lot of movement in most of today's lesson. And so you want to make sure that you can lie on your back, whether you need something underneath your head, if you need to bend your knees at different times or stretch your legs out at different times, do what you need to take care of yourself. And once you're lying quietly, begin to just pay attention to how you breathe. Notice what moves as you breathe. And of course, if you're breathing softly and in a relaxed way, you may or may not feel huge movements. You don't have to exaggerate anything. You don't have to make anything happen. But it's interesting to think that most of us, when we're breathing, don't really use the full capacity of our lungs. We don't take in the amount of air that we could be taking in, and we don't expel the amount of air that we could be releasing. And so a lot of times the entire lung doesn't get filled or emptied. It's not like we're trying to empty the entire lung, by the way. There's always a little bit of air left in the lung. So you may sense your abdomen moving. You may sense something in your ribs. And can you begin to pay attention to the air coming in through your nose? This is a nose breathing lesson. If you have difficulty breathing through your nose, you can do some of similar things breathing through your mouth, but you want to try to see if you can let the air come in and out through the nose. So the air moves up into the nose. And then it moves to the back of your mouth behind the palate. Can you sense that movement of air from your lips up into your nose to the back of the palate, down into the trachea? And then from there, it filters out into your bronchia, which are these little branches that go out into your lungs. And now turn your attention to your right lung. It's not like your left lung is going to stop doing its thing, but your awareness and your attention right now is on your right lung. And specifically, you're going to turn your attention to your upper right lung. And that lobe, right? Your right lung has three lobes, and the upper lobe is sort of underneath your clavicle, your upper shoulder girdle area. Most people don't think about the lung going up that high. And could you just picture the air that's moving from your nose up into that upper lobe? And begin to picture the three-dimensionality of this lobe. So as you're breathing in, air is coming in to the front, to the side, and to the back. There are people, of course, who only breathe this deeply, so that in order to get enough oxygen for themselves, they often have to raise the shoulder up, raise the clavicle up in order to get enough air in there, which is why they call it clavicular breathing. It's a very anxious form of breathing. But at the same time, we can all feel the expansion of that lung in a relaxed way. Can you imagine for a moment this upper right lobe expanding in such a way, and it's just in your imagination, that it actually starts to touch the bones. And then as you exhale, as if the lung kind of retreats or peels away from the bones of the upper rib cage, clavicle, shoulder blade area, right? This is just imagination, and yet at the same time, there's a power to it. Can you, at the same time, as you're sensing this three-dimensionality of your top lobe, still be able to include the movement of the air coming in through your nose, behind your palate, down your trachea? One of the beauties of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons is this experience that he called experiential anatomy, right? I'm actually sensing and living my own anatomy. And then let that go and just rest for a moment in any way that's comfortable for you. And then return your attention to your right lung, but this time, could you go down to the lower lobe? And what's absolutely fascinating about the lower lobe of your lung is, as I showed some of you in a picture, the lower lobe wraps around to the back more than it is to the front of you. And as you inhale, it actually opens almost like an unfolding or an accordion, so that it becomes fatter. And it's like a wing moving out from where it's attached. So you have this kind of action going on behind yourself. And at the same time, this lower lobe is very related to your diaphragm and to your liver. So as your diaphragm is moving and this lower lobe is moving, you're also impacting on your liver. And of course, the liver uses a lot of oxygen. So imagine again this expansion, so that as you inhale, you're expanding in 360 degrees. Even though that doesn't feel like there's much in the front, you can still picture that feeling of pressing against your rib cage. You could have the image of a balloon even. And then as you exhale, could you exhale slowly, as if your lobe was peeling itself away from the ribs? Again, if you thought of a balloon deflating really slowly and that rubber just moving away from the surface and then expanding and pressing outward. And of course, as you're lying down, the movement of your diaphragm causes the abdomen to move outward. Just noticing if you can have ease there, and also noticing as you're breathing, what's happening to your spine, right? Because as you inhale and exhale, every breath impacts on your spine. not just because of the attachment of your diaphragm to your vertebrae, but because there is a whole sort of somato-respiratory wave taking place in you, right? Each time you inhale, there's this tiniest bit of flexion at the tailbone, and that moves through your entire spine. So just notice as you're inhaling and exhaling, what do you feel around your lumbar vertebrae? And that'll give you a sense of your diaphragm. And then let go of all that and just rest a moment in any way that's comfortable for you. And since this lesson is, at this point, a lot of lying on the back, if you feel like you need to rest by rolling onto your side or some other way, please do what you need to do to be comfortable. And then once again, turn your attention to your right lung. And now could you, of course, turn your attention to the middle lobe? So you have this clear sense of the clavicular area and of your lower area. And now you're just kind of filling in the gap in the middle there. And this, of course, is very, very connected to the middle of your rib cage. In this lesson, Feldenkrais starts with this whole lecture on how impossible it is to lose weight by exercising, and suggests that if you breathe properly, you would burn more calories than you would doing exercise. Now, I don't know how you can prove that, and certainly when you look at Feldenkrais, he certainly didn't look like he was dieting in any way, but it's an interesting idea, this idea that oxygen and proper oxygenation burns calories. If we could figure out how to do that, we could really market the Feldenkrais method big time online. So as you're expanding your middle lobe, can you imagine it pressing against the ribs in the front, the ribs in the side, the ribs to the back? Without you doing anything extra, without you forcing anything, without you tensing in any way. And then again, keeping that balloon image of letting the ribs relax as the lungs deflate. And then as you continue with this, could you begin to include awareness of the upper and the lower lobe? So that now you're sensing the entire right side. And could you imagine for a moment that as you're inhaling, that the entire right side of you lengthens, that the space in between each rib gets bigger, that your diaphragm is kind of pulling everything downward, even as your lungs are expanding in all directions. And again, you're working with this image of filling yourself up with air and then letting the lungs peel away from the ribs, allowing the ribs to soften. So you get this lengthening, an expansion, and then this letting go. And at the same time, notice what's happening to your spine as you do this. Is it possible that I could actually relax my spine just by attending to my breath? And then let go of any process and just stay with your breath for a moment. And just notice if you sense differences on the right side of yourself and the left side of yourself. And then roll to your sides and come up to standing. This way I'll know how many people fell asleep while breathing. And then once you're standing, see if you can sense, is there a difference between the right side of yourself and the left side of yourself? Does one side feel larger or more fluid or more compact or more present? And which side is it? Which side feels like you're standing in a more stable fashion? And you can feel free to shift your weight and just see what that feels like. And as you're standing there and breathing, does it feel like you're taking air in differently on the right side of yourself and on the left side of yourself? And now for this next exploration, you can either sit on the floor with your legs crossed, and if that's not a comfortable position for you, you can get a cushion or you can get a chair. So we're going to be working breathing in the vertical. So find a way to be able to sit comfortably. The important thing is being able to be comfortable. So chairs are absolutely okay. And now interlace your fingers and place them behind the back of your head. So not behind the back of your neck, but literally the part of your skull that protrudes behind you, interlaced. And then let your elbows come forward and let the weight of your elbows lower your head down. Okay, so you're not trying to touch your belly or anything like that, but you're using the weight of your elbows to let your head hang down. Now, with your head hanging down like that, could you once again turn your attention to your right lung? I promise we'll do the left lung too, but it's just because we've been working with it and your awareness is there. And now as you inhale and as you exhale, could you pay attention to the lung, the upper, the lower, and the middle lobes all pressing out in different directions? So now as you're continuing, you're going to notice that your abdomen is doing something different when you're vertical. Now your diaphragm has to move more in the back of yourself. So as the lung expands on the right side and you're inhaling and you're exhaling, if you let yourself be absolutely passive, you're going to notice that there's a little bit of movement in your head. As you inhale and exhale, your head is going to maybe go up a little bit and then go down a little bit. You don't have to force it, but just noticing how that works. You can have your eyes closed as you're doing this. It kind of helps a little bit. Can you go back to this image of feeling how the air moves into your nose, down your trachea, and all the way to the right lung? And could you now go to the idea of the whole lung lengthening? So now, because you're in flexion, the lung is not going to lengthen in the front in the same way, but you can still have the image, right? And then just let that go and just hang out and rest for a moment in your seated position. So one of the things that happens when your head is down like that and you inhale and exhale, you can really feel how the diaphragm is pulling on the vertebrae in the back. And so now interlace your fingers again, non-habitually, if you would like, or however you want, bringing your head down again, letting the elbows hang. But now can you take all of that information that you had and translate it over to your left lung, the left side? So thinking about how you could expand the lung in 360 degrees so that the whole left side begins to lengthen. And again, it begins to impact on how your head moves. Notice how your two hanging elbows are. And of course, because your attention is on your left side, there's going to be a different kind of an awareness, a different kind of movement in that left elbow than on the right elbow. Just notice what you feel there. Notice how the whole back can begin to lengthen. And of course, notice the parts that don't want to lengthen. I love this particular part of the lesson because not only does it give information about expansion of the vertebrae in the back, but this folding forward is another one of Feldenkrais's brilliant little constraints, right? Here I am trying to pay attention to the expansion and the lengthening of the lung, but I'm kind of crunching it at the same time. So thinking of 360 degrees, thinking of the head going up and down, and then could you think both lungs at the same time and letting the whole spine respond to this movement? And then leave that, come to standing, sensing what the two sides of your cells feel like now. And then take a walk around and just notice if you're, as you're walking, you sense anything different about how your arms hang or about how your pelvis is hanging from your spine. Can you sense the 360-degreeness of yourself breathing as you're walking? And then once you've ascertained for yourself whatever information you need, then lie down on your backs. Some of you may or may not need the chair for the next one. It's a different position, but I think that most people can probably do it lying down or sitting, whatever. But right now, lie down and rest. And as you're resting, just notice the contact with the floor. Has your organization changed just through breathing? And where does your attention go to your own breath? Do you sense it in your nose? Or your abdomen, or does it go somewhere else? Or maybe you're able to include more parts of yourself now. And now roll to your sides and come up to sitting. But this time when you sit, you're going to sit in that sort of side sitting position that we've talked about in other lessons. Your left leg will be bent in front of you and your right leg will be bent behind you and you'll be leaning on your left hand. So if you're sitting in a chair in order to do this, what you're going to do is you're going to be sitting on the left side of your chair. You're sitting on the left side of your chair with the right leg behind you, and that way you can put your hand on the chair as well. So always finding a way to be comfortable for yourself. So you're leaning on your left hand. So now take your right hand and put it over the top of your head and just, again, use the weight of your elbow to just tilt your head a little bit over to the right where it can hang out comfortably. And of course, if it's too much for your hand, you could leave your head just like that, but there's something interesting about what happens in the lung underneath because you've got that arm up. And now turn your attention again to what's happening on the left lung. So it's the side that's all expanded right now. So you're feeling as you're inhaling and exhaling, what's happening on that left lung in again, in the front, in the back, and on the side. And could you come back to that image, that sense of a balloon expanding and pressing against the ribs with the inhale, and then this deflating, peeling away. Again, Feldenkrais called it retracting, but you can, you know, have whatever image you want with that left lung. And your head can just be relaxed. And see how far can you exhale. It's like you're almost squeezing the air out. And notice what it's doing to your head. Does it change the relationship of your head to the rest of yourself? Again, let the neck be relaxed. And then could you include the right lung? And of course, you're in a constraint position. So are there areas where the right lung just can't move, can't slide? Or can the spine and the ribs be flexible enough that even in this contracted position, you can let the lungs expand so that the spine expands, the whole torso grows upward and then sinks downward? Don't force it, but just see. Would it help if you let your left side protrude more to the left as you inhale? So you're leaning on your left hand and you could literally let that left side expand a little bit to the left. Then it would actually expand your ribs to the right, even though you're bent to the right. And then let it all go, roll onto your backs and rest. And just notice the experience right now of breathing in the two sides. Which lung is more present to you right now? What's it like now to follow the path of your breath? And for a moment, just acknowledging and recognizing that even as your lungs are filling with air and you're having this oxygen and carbon exchange, that oxygen is moving through all of the rest of you as well. Everything in you is breathing. And then roll to your sides and come up to sitting with your feet the other way. So that means that your left leg is bent behind you, your right leg is in front. You're leaning on your right hand. You take your left hand and place it over the top of your head. So if you lean on your hand, it actually allows the ribs on the right side to expand more than if you just sit up straight. But please feel free to experiment, those of you who don't want to put your hand on the floor. And you can bend your right leg so that your right foot is somewhere near your left knee. And so for those of you who are listening to the audio, the way you are sitting is with your right leg bent so that your right foot is somewhere near your left knee and your left foot is behind you. And so, of course, you've got your left hand over the top of your head and you begin to pay attention to your lungs. And so now you have an option, right? You know, and your system knows what you're trying. So where does your attention go? Where would you like to pay attention to your breathing? If you went back to this upper clavicular area where the top of your lung is on the right side, can you sense how that would be impacted because of the way you're leaning there? And thinking about how the lung in that area could expand all of that. We have so much tension in the upper torso. It could just let go just because of my breath. And then allowing the ribs to move a little bit to the right as you expand and let go. And then as you inhale and exhale, noticing what happens to the actual movement of your head. That maybe you can feel almost like a pulsing where the head moves upward a little bit and then it sinks downward a little bit without you yanking it or without straining in any way. And just noticing whether you're also able to include the other lung. So if you were paying attention to your left lung before, including the right lung. And it's interesting watching everyone. I can see how this actually goes all the way down to connect to the hip. Can you feel what's happening in your left hip? And then letting it all go and roll onto your backs and rest. And as you're resting, could you come back to this exploration of the movement of your spine as you're breathing? And again, it's not like you have to make anything happen, but to have this image that the movement of my lungs impacts on the spine, that my vertebrae can be freer. There can be an expansiveness. Allowing the diaphragm to move freely. If the diaphragm can move freely, the lungs can expand more fully. Again, going back to those people who were locked in clavicular or anxiety breathing, many times one of the reasons is because of the fact that their diaphragm is in spasm. So it won't move, it won't allow them to expand their lungs in this way. And the breathing doesn't have to be deep. The importance is to let it be slow. And then roll to your sides and come up to standing. Again, taking a moment in standing to sense your three-dimensionality. And now could you just softly tilt your head to the right and return a few times? Tilt, don't turn. So you're just letting it tilt. Just noticing how you feel that through the rest of yourself. And then try the same thing going to the left. How far down your spine do you feel the result of the weight of your head coming down. And then tilt your head to the right again and stay with your head tilted a little to the right. You might feel that your torso is moving a little to the right as well, and come back to the sense of your lungs. And each time you exhale, could you let yourself tilt a little bit further? So it's not just your head, but you begin to include your torso. Each time you exhale, it's as if the lung is moving away from your ribs on one side and expanding you. And then come back up. And for a moment, just sense the difference on the two sides of yourself. And then tilt your head to the left. And then again, paying attention to the lungs expanding and then pulling away from your ribs, so that as they pull away from your ribs, especially on the left, you can feel yourself tilting a little bit further. And then come on back up to the center. And just notice the sense of your symmetry right now. Can you come back to this movement of the air into your nose, down your throat? It's different when you're vertical, right? And then take a walk around and just notice. Do you have a different sense of your trunk right now as you walk? Are you able to sense your breathing as you walk? I mean, we take our breath for granted, as we should. We shouldn't have to be thinking, I am breathing, I am breathing. But at the same time, there could be a sense of more ease or power in the quality of your breathing. Well, I hope you enjoyed this very different way to explore movement from the inside out. That's the end of today's lesson.